Hey, everybody. Welcome. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I missed you last week and the week before, actually. But last week I was doing a presentation in Malibu, which was fabulous and fun and wonderful. And I want to thank everybody that was there for participating. It was great. And almost didn't make it tonight. My internet was down until about, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes ago. So I didn't know if I was going to make it, but I'm here. Yay! However, I've been hours on the phone with technical support. So help me out, people. Call me in and talk to me. So because my brain has been subjected to the challenges of technology for quite a few hours. It's amazing to me. So if you've never tuned in before, we're going to have conversations about the cards and our lives and the meaning of this wonderful ancient oracle that we call a card deck, playing card deck. And if you haven't been to my website, you might want to check it out, Star of the Magi, S-T-A-R-O-F-T-H-E, Star of the Magi, M-A-G-I.com. And if you don't know your birthday card, you can look it up there, and you can, I have books that I've written and an iPhone app, and I teach online courses. I just spent about 10 days in L.A. and did a lot of private readings and two talks and I did the Spirithon. I was one of the facilitators of the Spirithon, and that was fun. So I am going to be in Los Angeles again. I'm going to have 2 days where I'm doing readings, the 10th and 11th of October. Those are going to be near Los Angeles International Airport, LAX. So you can contact me. I have a few sessions left. Of course, I haven't read my email all day, have I? Because my internet was out, so who knows what's going on? I don't. Anyway, this day, a Three of Clubs day, imagine that. With everything going all over the place mentally and electrically, that's what the Three of Clubs is all about, you know. The suits are so powerful in their representations of our expression of the human journey. Emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. That's what those four suits represent. The hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. And so from the most unconscious state of being to the most exalted awareness of self and life, we find everything there is to find, everything in there. And, of course, when the numbers come in and add to the equation or recipe, however we'd like to think about this, then the dynamics change. Threes are all about creativity, changing direction quickly without notice, inspiration, confusion. And so I probably experience all the wonderful and some challenging aspects of the Three of Clubs today, and it is my spirit card. So I'm particularly fond of the energy when it's balanced and harmonized. So we have a birth card, we have a spirit card, we have a planetary card, we have a soul card, we have all these cards that together, you know, make us who we are and reveal to us our inner and outer nature, the wisdom that we bring into this life, and the influences that are working with us at any given moment in time, from birth to death, from our entry into the perception of time and the reality of space to when we exit. And this is one of the things that gets me so excited is I just feel that, you know, everything is, it's destined and it's our choice and free will to align with or not the higher and more profound influences that govern us and work with us. Oftentimes people are frightened by the nines when they show up in their cards or nines when they come around because they're known as cards of loss and death and, you know, disappointment, obstacles, whatnot. And, you know, I'm actually experiencing the nine of spades, who is the nine of nines, right now in my Jupiter cycle for 52 days. And, of course, the card is there for the entire year. And, you know, this is known as the death card. That's its nickname. It's the death card. And at the same time, and I've been at that end of this card majorly. And then there's the phoenix rising from the ashes out of this card, which is to recreate and reinvent. And being in Jupiter, for those of you who are my students and you're listening to this, it's really interesting because, you know, the birthing of a new way of showing up, of doing things, of, you know, presenting the material I'm presenting and the way I'm doing it, it's all unfolding that way. That nine of spades in Jupiter is actually recreating and reinventing a very significant aspect of my life and my expression. And the card just happens to be sitting in Mars and Venus in the Five of Spades house. So when we do readings with these cards, with this oracle, for those of you who are not familiar with it, we don't lay cards out like in fortune telling. We're actually looking at cycles of time, charts that are set, and they stay that way. We move, you know, it's like this oracle is like a matrix of time, and we come and perceptually we move through time, and physically we move through space. So here we are in our physical perceptual realities. One of the things I was sharing with the people in the Spirit-thon, because I was doing a movement re-education experience with them, having to do with the creative rhythms of life, something I used to teach many years ago. And I'm very fond of the work because it really shifts us in how we relate to our moment-by-moment reality, whatever it may be. And how we shift from one moment to the next or one reality to the next when we're interacting with people. I mean, things are constantly changing with us, right? And, you know, somebody walks in the room, the dynamic changes. We get out of the car, the dynamic changes. And there are rhythms that we go through, and there are natural rhythms in life. And there are rhythms in this card deck. From the Ace of Spades to the King of Spades, I mean, from the Ace of Hearts, excuse me, to the King of Spades, there are rhythms and cycles. From our birth to our death, there are rhythms and cycles. From our awakening in the morning, you know, to our going to sleep at night, there are rhythms and cycles that happen. And I love information. I love information that I can apply and get results from immediately. Part of that is I'm an Aries, so I like things to be pretty instant. And another part of that is in my cards, one of the things that I love is information that I can build something on. I don't like frivolous information, but I love information that I could build something on. I get really excited about it, you know. It's like foreplay or something for me. So it's when we understand these different aspects of our being and we embrace and accept them in ourselves and in other people, wow, it opens doors of our awareness or to our awareness that perhaps weren't open before and gives us a new way to look at things. I often say that I feel like Alice in Wonderland, just walking around amidst all these cards with heads and arms and legs. And each one is so significant in its presentation of energy and so important, because without one card there would be no deck, which, you know, leads me to see in a different way how incredibly and wonderfully important we are to one another and how we each fulfill a part of the other's life in ways that maybe are unseen and unknown and yet occur. Many things are occurring all the time that we're not aware of. Somebody uploaded a video to Facebook that I saw yesterday, and it was a team of basketball players, two teams. One had all white clothes and one had all black clothes. I'm going to see if I can find this, and I'll put it on my Cards of Destiny Facebook page. And so, you know, they ask you to count how many times the white team passes the ball. So I'm there, and I'm counting away and watching, and at the end the guy says 13. Well, I saw them pass the ball 13 times. Of course, I think, oh, I got it right. And then he says, did you see the moon walking bear? And I thought, what? And the tape is played again. And there's somebody in a bear costume moonwalking backwards right through the middle of these basketball players. And I remembered just like noticing something different. You know, I saw the bear, but I didn't think about it enough to make it register. I saw the person dressed differently and moving. I probably even saw it was a bear, but it didn't register. And when he said, did you see the moonwalking bear? I thought, I didn't see a moonwalking bear. And when I watched it the second time, it was like, I remember seeing a shadow or something, right? And the point was that we see what we expect to see. And we spend so much of our time seeing what we expect to see. You know, if you've seen What the Bleep Do We Know, they give great examples about that, about the infinite possibilities that exist in creation. But because we're always expecting to see what we expect to see, we don't leave the space for other things to manifest, materialize, or come into being. If you haven't seen What the Bleep, it's a great video. And so, you know, this oracle and the cycles it reveals. And this is one of the reasons I offer this to people online. In my online class in May and the one in March that started in March and the one that started in May, the one that started in March had a lot more people. There were people in there that had been working with the cards for 15 years. And the cards came alive to them in a whole new way in that online workshop. And part of it is that, you know, I personally see these cards as entities and individuals. And when I look at the cycles of time, because every day these influences are changing. And just like the cycles of the moon that's moving constantly, you know, all 24 hours of the day, everything is. Everything's emotion here. The cards are emotion too. I mean, you can look at them down to the minute, the hour. I don't do that. I do feel them shifting though. And a lot of times I can tell by the feeling I'm having what the card is, if it's a three or a five or a club or a diamond, you know, a two. It's really amazing. These influences, these energies, the essence of this oracle is filled with living influence that's manifesting all the time, whether we're aware of it or not. It's like the dancing bear. I am busy. I'm going to make sure I count every pass those guys do so that I have the right number at the end. And it's like, okay, great. But there are other things going on there. You know, we don't often look behind. There is a store, and it's a chain, and I'm not going to mention the name. But every time I go in the store, I'm absolutely sure they're playing some subliminal message in behind the music, because I go in for one thing and I walk out with 10 if I'm lucky. You know, I go in for one specific thing and I come out with other things. Either I think I need them, I remembered I need them, or I don't need them at all. And I've become very suspicious when I go in that store now. And so I maintain my focus and my clarity so that I don't get things I don't need. And it doesn't happen other places, but it happens there. And so, of course, my little mind goes, somebody might be, you know, influencing me. I don't know. What is it? Is it the color? They, you know, intentionally create this store. I'm sure they did. All stores create, you know, different ways of drawing us in, and that's how they stay in business. But, you know, back to the subject, it's really about being more aware with my perception. What is it that's driving me? What is it that's motivating me? What are the subtle influences or subtle messages that I feel intuitively, you know, or physically, kinesthetically, in my body? Does something not feel right in my belly? Then it's not okay. My belly is my best friend. My belly is my best friend. And my belly will always tell me, yay or nay. All I have to do is listen. But sometimes out of fear of maybe missing out or making the wrong choice or whatever it is that goes on in our heads, then we start rationalizing or justifying. I have a very firm rule with myself. Anytime I am rationalizing or justifying, I need to take a step back in about 27 breaths and just review, refine, and then, you know, decide what action I'm going to take. Because if I'm justifying something, there's a reason for that. I don't feel comfortable with it. And it could be as simple as purchasing something. It could be as big as a relationship. Justification, that's a tricky one. Because it's really easy for us to talk ourselves into something or to tell ourselves that what we did was okay, and just simply being comfortable with a mistake or something we did that we wish we wouldn't have done. You know, when we embrace whatever it is, it transforms. Anything we embrace with our loving awareness, our compassion, and our acceptance is instantly transformed. We are alchemists. We are alchemists. We have the power to transform And it's at the simplest level that we serve ourselves in the greatest ways. I really believe that. When we acknowledge what we feel, what we think, you know, if we feel sad, when we acknowledge that and just be with it, not make up stories and write novels and create all sorts of drama around it, just feel it. It's there for something. But if we're busy in our head, we're not feeling the sadness. The sadness has a voice. Happiness has a voice. Everything has a voice. The quiet mind can hear the voices. So, if you'd like to call in and talk to me, I'd be more than happy to talk with you. I'd love to talk with you. You can call me on any one of those numbers for BBS Radio. I'm happy to tell you what your spirit, soul, and planetary cards are. I'm happy to look at the age you presently are. I need to know what that is, just so no one is shocked, so that I can look at the right charts. And, you know, I'm pretty open. If you have questions about the cards, I'm happy to answer them. I just got an email. You can email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. I just got an email, someone asking me, when am I going to make an app, for the Droid? Probably not in the next, you know, month. I can say that. I'm not sure. I mean, it was a huge undertaking to make the iPhone app, Cards of Destiny. And it's very cool the way it came out. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, but it's got some really good information, and it's beautiful. And I also put spirit card definitions in there, and I rewrote the birth cards a little bit. So it's not the same as my book, Cards of Destiny. It's similar, but, you know, I wrote that book a long time ago, and I just... you know, freshen things up a little bit and change things up a little bit and then added the spirit card definitions. So as far as other apps, I am looking at the possibility of creating a web-based app that can be accessed from any smartphone, which makes more sense for everybody but the iPhone. So, and the iPad and the iPod Touch and all those eye thingies that we love. So that's the answer to your question. I have a new online class starting on January 14th, 2011. That is a King of Diamonds, Eight of Clubs day, a very powerful day to start things up. It's going to be a little more extensive than the past class. And it's really fun being in the online classroom to do these workshops because everything's right there on the screen. And I am going to make a new introductory recording. And if you're not on my Card of the Day email list, and that sounds like something that's of interest to you, I send this email out every day, most of the time. I missed a few days while I was just traveling, and that happens. But I send the card out almost every day, and I just share what the day is about, what the learning is in the day, and the energies that the day holds for what, if it's good for business or if it's a day to lay low and be more, you know, reflective or contemplative. And I send that out. You can sign up for that. And then when I have something new coming up or I'm going to be somewhere or I have a new product or whatever, I always put it on there so you know what's going on and you can access what I'm doing that way if you want to. So is everybody shy tonight? I would love for someone to call in. I promise that we'll have fun on the phone. I don't think I've ever had a show where no one called in. I should open. Yes, that's it. Oh, here's another email. I guess people are feeling more email-like. This person wants to know about, this is Margie, and Margie has a boyfriend. His name is Don. Margie is a four of clubs, and Don is the jack of spades. Wow. A rare bird. So Margie wants to know about their relationship. And this is a great connection. It's a two of clubs connection that you have. And before I go into this, I just want to say that my book, Love and Destiny, is all about relationship connections. And these books are on my website. They're on Amazon. And I love the usefulness of this book. Remember I was saying earlier I love information if I can use it, if it's useful to me. And I wrote out all the possible combinations that we can have with someone else in a relationship. And so you put your birthday together with somebody else's. And I did this for all four cards, for the birth card, because the birth card in a relationship, the composite card that comes from our two birth cards together, is the governing card of the relationship. It's the soul's expression of that relationship, and that card determines the life path of our relationship. So, Margie, you and Don have a two of clubs relationship. You love to talk. This relationship is based on communication. You can talk forever. You could talk 24 hours a day. There's a lot of interaction. Now, you could also argue, but communication is like bottom line, the most important thing. And as long as it's open, honest, and kind, you have a great connection here to be together in. And this relationship has the King of Clubs in Mercury with the Nine of Hearts. So there's a lot of lessons that are learned about self and about being the individual that you are. And, you know, it's also a relationship where you could have fun doing business together. You could make a lot of money together. It's a great connection. Lots of the importance is the honesty in communication, the kindness in communication. And if fear arises in the relationship, you must talk about it. Anytime there's a challenge in a club relationship, particularly the two of clubs, you know, information, communication is going to be the thing that really brings the feeling of security and serenity back to either of you or both of you together. Now, let me put your two spirit cards together. First of all, I want to say that your spirit card is the Five of Clubs, and his is Seven of Clubs. So these cards have an eternal Venus connection. This is a really powerful past life connection. This is, you know, like Romeo and Juliet here. These are lovers you've been lovers before. The danger with this is that sometimes we feel this, I know you, I already know you, I know who you are. You feel like you've known this person your whole life. Well, you've known them longer than that, actually. And you just have to be sure that there's a flow for you being together now. Not try to force it to happen. Just be in the flow of how that energy wants to show up this time in this lifetime. It's a Queen of Diamonds connection that you have in the spirit card. So, again, this points to lessons being learned through the relationship. Lessons about, what you deserve and your kindness. And also, you got to watch out for the expectations, because that can be an undercurrent or underlying problem in this relationship. It really can. So everything needs to be coming out of the mouth. It needs to be thought about first. It needs to be kind. So let me quick just get your soul cards. We've got the Six of Hearts and the Ten of Spades. So we've got 23 and 6. That's 29. That's a Three of Diamonds. So this relationship is best lived with the wisdom of that, with energy that's eclectic. And, you don't want to put this relationship behind a white picket fence. You want it to be free and open and allow each other to be the individuals that you really are, and think outside the box. Put your creative juices together, and if challenges come up, rather than asking why is this happening, asking what's the opportunity here, where, what can we create, what can we do, where can we go. So, and then your planetary ruling cards are the Two of Diamonds and Eight of Clubs together. This is the Ten of Spades, which is the card of spiritual and material accomplishment. So you've got a lot. This is a good hand. As long as you allow it to unfold and go beyond your fear. When your fear comes up, it's important to put that to rest with good communication. In my book, I have the four keys to the kingdom for each of the cards, the kingdom of the relationship. So I tell you, these four things are the things this relationship needs. People ask me all the time, who am I compatible with? You know, my first thought is, well, who do you want to be compatible with? I mean, first we got to be compatible with ourselves. You know, I didn't write this book to tell people who they're compatible with. I wrote you this book to show you how you are compatible, what the challenges are, what the opportunity. Every single relationship has challenges. I don't care how yummy it is. Every single relationship has challenges. I don't care how challenging a relationship is. It has opportunities. And that's where I go with this. Because you can apply this to anything. With your children, with your siblings, with your coworkers, with your boss, with your employees, you know, your brothers, your sisters, anybody, parents. And it's good to have insight. A relationship is an entity. It's an entity. And a lot of times we'll think we have stepped into that entity, but we're really on the outside looking in. When we step into that entity, and sometimes we don't step all the way 100% into a relationship because it causes us discomfort. You know, we feel threatened or we're uncertain or we don't want to get hurt, or there's a zillion reasons why we hold ourselves back. Either way, that relationship is governed by the entity that's created with the connection between the two people. The cards reveal to us. I'm having a flickering here. If I disappear, it's because I'm not sure what's going on with the internet service today. But the cards reveal to us. With this person, this is a spiritual initiation. This person's a great person to be in business with. This person's going to reflect back to you who you really are and invite you to step. Not the person themselves, but the entity that's governing the relationship. And it's the same for both people. However, the difference is each one's an individual. They have their own hand of cards. And then there's a relationship between your birth card and the card that's ruling the relationship. So, Margie, as an example, the relationship is a two of clubs and you are a four of clubs. First of all, you know, the two and four of clubs are a Venus connection in the natural order of the deck. So you probably feel very comfortable in this connection with the past life stuff and the spiritual connection and this connection, very comfortable. And then for Don, whoa, how about that? King of Hearts. So he's probably feeling pretty good there too. So your connection is the Six of Diamonds. Now, the Six of Diamonds and the King of Hearts have a Neptune connection. So this would bring the dreamy quality that you feel in this relationship. This is an interesting composite here to be looking at. Thank you for sending that email. This is a very interesting connection. So you need to make sure you're being realistic. That's the main thing that I see with this part of your connection with each other. So thank you for sending that email. The email is starofthemagi@earthlink.net. And if you want to check out my website and look at your cards, you can do that as well. It's starofthemagi.com. You can sign up for my card of the day. If you're on Facebook, I have a Facebook page called Cards of Destiny, and I post the card of the day there as well as the email that I send out. And sometimes some interesting conversations happen on the Facebook page. I really like that when it happens. I like to hear people's stories as well, because sometimes people will give examples of something they're experiencing, either relative to the day or in general. It's a vast world, and it's very interesting to watch people that are out in the world as well, like Betty White right now or Obama. Obama, you know, he's got some tough cards. Betty White, on the other hand, is sitting in, you know, the most recognizable, acknowledged, you know, flashy spot you can sit in for age 80, which is what she turned on her birthday, and she's a Ten of Diamonds. She's sitting at the top of the crown line in the sun position, which is the Eight of Diamonds house. So she's on top of the world, and her card loves to shine. She's not shy about the attention. And since her birthday, she's been on almost every well, I don't watch them all, but I see her here and there in commercials and advertisements for things and on the internet. And, you know, she's just soaking up all that wonderful energy. And how incredible is it that she ends up in that position, you know, at this time in her life? Is she 80? I can't remember. Maybe it's her 3-month cycle when she started. I think that was it, the 3-month cycle she was in when she started the year. That Ten of Diamonds can really bring us some blessings. I have the Ten of Diamonds prominently in my cards for this year, and it's blessing me in many ways. I'm so grateful. So I'm going to take a 5-minute break. If you want to call in with your birthday and your, I'm not going to take a 5-minute break. I'm going to take a 1-minute break. If you want to call in with your birthday and your present age, or if you have any questions about the cards, is there anything I can answer, please let me know. I'll be back in 1 minute. Okay, well, I want to thank everyone for listening. Again, this is Sharon Jeffers. This is the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. Feel free to contact me via email or phone. I do personal readings. I will be in Los Angeles on October 10th and 11th to do readings and personal sessions with people. And just let me know if you have any questions. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye.